You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, Andy. Are you well?
Yeah, I saw Dundee United win 1-0 away at Greenock Morton last night. Not the prettiest game of football you've ever seen in the world, but a much needed 3 points to keep us ahead of Raith Rovers at the top of the championship. So
you scored early as well.
Early-ish, yeah. Yeah. We had the lead at half time. We didn't concede the first goal. It was just very different to experiences of late following Dundee United. So I mean, not pretty, but happy with the result. So yes, it's a good week so far.
Yeah. A good result for Dundee United, so yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty good and I'm keen to talk about last week's results, obviously.
You did very well. I did not. So let's get to that. We always recap whether it's successful or unsuccessful. And overall, thanks to you, I think it's a tick for the show last week.
In the
positive stroke negative box, not helped by me, although I did get us off to a reasonable start with my banker bet on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. in the Japanese top flight, where I predicted Kashima Antlers not to lose at home to Cerezo Osaka. The bet came in with a 1-1 draw, and that was an Antlers equaliser 5 minutes from time, sparing my blushes there, in what was a much closer match than A, expected, and B, it should have been. So a banker win on the double chance at 2-7 with a 1-each draw between Kashima Antlers and Cerezo Osaka.
Now, I'll take you to my banker, and I'm going to preface this week by saying none of my picks are ever in doubt. So when I go through these, you'll understand that they came in nice and easy. There was no sweat. I don't know why Andy's making this sound so hard. So I'll start with Union Berlin versus Dortmund at over 1.5 goals. Dortmund scored first half. I actually toyed with taking a goal in the first half in this game. It was a better price. It was 1-3. But I thought over 1.5 would be better. And then game came in nice and easy, 90+4. Dortmund got their second goal. Brought my banker in, 2-9. So dead comfortable. Don't know what the fuss is about.
Superb. And I'll tell the story at the end because my picks didn't go so well last week, but they all happened early Saturday mornings through J-League picks. So I rebacked yours. And the way that this coupon that I had worked out was incredible. So already your banker coming in with a stoppage time goal that it needed, but great work, banker in. Banker double in, good start. On to the value picks then. Now, I really like the look of Sanfrecce Hiroshima this season in the J-League. And they were better than even money away at Tokyo, which I think is just a nice price. Little bit unfortunate here. The value pick lost as Hiroshima drew this game 1-1. They took the lead in the 70th minute and then conceded an equaliser 2 minutes later. They had twice as many shots, 19 shots to Tokyo's 10. Twice as many shots on target, 6 to Tokyo's 3. But the same amount of goals, which meant a losing value pick as the game ended 1-1.
Value, another comfortable one for me. This was Sutterall versus Lecco. Sutterall won this game 1-0 and scored in the 90+2nd minute. Ferran Tate, good result for me in there. 12-11, 8-7, 6-5, depending on which bookmaker. Bit of disparity between some of the prices on that. Dead comfortable again, you know, totally deserved it. Wasn't a game. I mean, they did actually totally deserve it. It was 0.78 XG to 0.18. They had way more of the possession. They're a good team at home. Just took them one of their two shots on goal to score. So, nice and comfortable for me. Just over even money.
Amazing.
Boys running.
a 93rd minute winner in a game that looked destined to end 0-0 gets your value pick in. Some might say fortunate. You say comfortable. 93rd minute, 1-0 victory. I mean, who cares?
Comparison to my charity pick, that's comfortable.
Oh, this is comfortable. Oh, absolutely, compared to the charity pick. This was comfortable. Well, well done. Value pick in it, better than even money, so good stuff. On to the outsiders. This is where we try and find something the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we like the look of. I selected Wolves away at Newcastle. They lost 3-0. It wasn't even close. I don't really have very much to say about this, apart from I wish I could take it back.
Fine. Sometimes you're going to get your outsider wrong. Not a problem. I get mine right. Askley versus Reggiana. Predicted a 0-0 draw. It was a draw. A 0-0 draw. 2-1.
Wonderful. You're so good at doing that.
At draws. I even, in the midsection, I even called out Dundee versus Kelly.
Kelly.
They drew 2 each. So yeah, good result in the outsider for me. You're one. Sometimes you're just going to take
I was just wrong.
An unexplained large L in the outsider, but that's why they're outsiders. They're not bankers.
They were 13-5. They're not going to win that often. I just didn't expect it to be such a doing.
Newcastle haven't been good recently.
No, a 3-0 doing surprised me. But well done. An outsider in for you, so all good. And then on to the charity picks, and I cost the charity this week. Backing Japanese J-League favourites, Vissel Kobe, at home against what I reckon is pretty poor Kashiwa Reysol side this year. Home win was 4-5. They didn't win. They didn't even draw. They lost this game. They conceded an 84th minute goal while on the hunt for a winner and lost the game 1-0. So I sunk the charity pick.
Charity pick where it started mine. If you arrived a minute late to this game and left before the final whistle, you witnessed nothing. Connor Barron scored in the first minute for Aberdeen. A very good goal. I believe Gianni Infantino was at this game.
Yeah,
The head of FIFA.
Right.
He was at this game. My dad was actually at it as well, who went to this game just because Paisley's relatively close to where we stay, so he fancied going to see them. So they were 1-0 down. Not much happened in the game up until 90+6, where a penalty St Mirren scored. Mark O'Hara doing me a job there, coming on for 10 minutes of this game, impact sub, scoring a penalty. 90+6, that was. St Mirren, Aberdeen run up the other end and miss a sitter. St Mirren then counter on that and win this game 2-1 with a 90+7 goal. So, again, comfortable. Don't really know that a lot of hubbub about my picks this week. I'm not gonna take that.
Hey, the hubbub's good because they're all winners. That's the great bit.
They are
about
winners.
It.
That's the positive hub.
That's a 4 out of 4 week. Congratulations and superb. But it was just funny because I backed your banker, your value, and your charity as a treble. And I'd given up on that so many times throughout the day. Like, obviously, waiting until stoppage time to get the overs in for your banker, but that came good, fine. Got a wee notification just before I left the pub to go to the United game away at Firhill that Suterol had actually won that game in stoppage time. Brilliant, we're rolling. Obviously, I get a goal alert as soon as the 3 p.m. kickoff started. Aberdeen are 1-0 up and nothing for the rest of the game. Our game's finished. I'm walking down the street and it's still 1-0 to Aberdeen. Obviously, I've written this off. 96th and 98th minute goals for St Mirren, and the cooping comes in. Gordon goes 4 out of 4. What a week.
It was a great week for us in there. And obviously, there is a large slice of fortune with almost all of my picks, with the exception of my outsider. The only one that was comfortable was my outsider.
Amazing.
Like, that's the only one. But the rest of them all came in, and it would just be nice for that luck to maybe be shared a little bit, because I feel like you get a lot of the inverse luck, you know, the kind of the 90+6, 90+8, and you backed Aberdeen kind of thing.
But hey, no, overall, thank you for bailing me out a hole, essentially. I had a 1 out of 4 week. You always want the banker in, so that's fine, but the rest were not good for me. But overall, you have saved the show.
This week I have, but, you know, there's many shows where that was not the case, and that this is one. And you may notice there's only two of us again this week. So we have our super run coming up, which is the Cheltenham Festival time of the year for us. And Andy, I believe you'll be attending it this year.
Yeah, I'll be there, as I have been in previous years. So it'll be a busy, full-on week. It'll be brilliant. If anyone else is going, drop us a message in the Facebook chat. Be up for a pint. A pint of Guinness. Best mate enclosure on the Champions Day, the Tuesday. And then on the Wednesday in the Tatters All enclosure in the Guinness tent and all that sort of good stuff. You know, going around the parade ring. I love it. Best week of the year. And we will produce a hell of a lot of content. So we're running as a two-ball for this week, and then Dave Greenfield will join us for a whole load of Patreon content next week. And the three of us doing the normal regular football show, which we shall still do. Although all eyes, you know, there is a focus on the horse racing because it is the Cheltenham Festival. So if you ever fancied giving something back to the show, £6 a month, tramplebet.com, have a wee look at Patreon. That's where all the extra Cheltenham stuff will be. You also get this podcast early every week. You get it as a video, unedited video, instead of just the audio. And you also get the cheat sheet, all the picks from each show written down in advance, so you don't need to take notes or try and remember which of the picks from the weekend's football show you like. So you get a whole host of stuff, and you help support the show. Tramplebet.com, and have a wee look at that Patreon site. But it's going to be a busy week next week, and it's going to be great fun, and hopefully a lot of winners as well.
Yeah. I mean, I would say you and Dave have both had very good individual Cheltenhams. Dave and you actually had a good Cheltenham last year, but you pulled ahead in our challenge. We always do a challenge between the three of us, 20 quid in, winner takes all, for whoever selects the most winners out of that and generates the most profit.
It generates the most profit loss. It's not just picking winners. It's you know, it's all based on the odds, and hopefully there's some
not picking losers is actually really the aim of the game, as opposed to picking winners. Making
profit.
So that generally it's spreadsheeted, and we will. Do we generally release that to the public?
Yeah,
the spreadsheet.
We release that on the Patreon, but we also do a show each week as well. Because obviously the whole point of the contest between the three of us, we're not necessarily always making our best bets in that, because we're trying to
beat the other ones. Yeah,
each other. And there might be a lead there that requires an outsider when you actually think it's better taking a banker in a race or whatnot. So you get our actual picks, and you get a podcast every day that goes through the seven races each day. And then you also get that little bit of fun as well. You play along, see how we're doing in that head-to-head battle against each other. So yeah, tramplebet.com, have a look at that. And one thing you get as a Patreon member is, instead of the ad break that's coming up, you get the middle section where you hear us talk about picks that we like for the weekend that didn't make the show, and also some picks in other sports. So it's not just football. So Patreons, we're going there now. Everyone else, we'll catch you after this short break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, March 9th, 2024. Just the two of us before our busy week next week. So me and Gordon giving you banker picks, value picks, outsiders, and then a charity double at the end that I will be backing this week. So that's £10 of our own money on a double. That's a pick from each of us, and all proceeds, should we win, go to charity. Right, we got both our bankers in last week. Let's do it again this week. I am starting very early. My banker pick is Friday evening at 6 p.m. UK time in the Danish top flight, the Superliga, for Villa versus Nordjylland. Since returning from the winter break, Nordjylland have resumed the season strongly. They've taken 6 points from those three games since they've come back. So that's two wins and a solitary loss, which came away at Copenhagen. Copenhagen still in the Champions League, easily the best team in the Superliga. Absolutely fine going away to Copenhagen and losing 2-0. So that's okay. Villa, they've had a mixed bag since the league resumed. One win, one draw and one loss. But they are stupid leaky at the back, conceding 7 goals across those games. So they won 4-2 away at Lyngby, conceded 2 goals. Drew 2-2 at home with Viborg, lost 3-1 at home to Randers. Villa's home form this campaign, absolutely rotten. They've picked up 2 points from 10 home games so far, scoring 7 and conceding 25 goals at home. So Nordjylland should have plenty of firepower to cause a poor Villa defence problems. I fully expect them to win this, and they're 1-3 to do so. So there you go.
Sound. Okie dokie. Well, I'll take us from Denmark. Same coloured flag. We're going to Turkey. Different shapes. So let's talk about Friday night and Galatasaray. So first game of the weekend, almost nailed on here, unless Andy's got a Friday morning pick in Japan. I assume not. So yeah, Galatasaray at home to Rizespor. Galatasaray, top of the league, 75 points from 28 games. That's a lot of points. Conceded 15 total goals this season. That's not very many. That's, you know, very few. They play against a Rizespor team that are in 7th place with 39 points. They've scored 31, conceded 40. However, Rizespor get all their wins at home. They are playing top of the league away. So, let's talk about Rizespor's away form. Rizespor's last away win occurred in September last year. That's a long time ago. It was a 2-1 win against Konyaspor. Since then, they've drawn 3 and lost 8. They're really bad away from home. They're the worst away form team in the league. Away form team. And over the last 5 games, they lost 5 on the spin. 3-0, 1-0, 4-0, 2-1, 3-1. I'm reading them out in order. So they've actually gone to scoring less over the last few goals as well. So they're not getting closer. They lost to Samsunspor, Sivasspor, and Karagümrük. None of these teams are challenging for the title. Galatasaray are 2-7.
Superb. So that's banker bets this weekend of wins for FC Nordjylland and Galatasaray. You wanted to combine them 0.71-1 on Bet365 just now. Both early payout games. Let's hope they both just get early paid out and there's absolutely no hassle in them whatsoever.
Would be class.
Value picks for the week ahead, then. These tend to be bigger in price, around the even money mark. Mine is bang on even money. Staying in the Danish Superliga, this game's Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time for Viborg versus Brøndby. Brøndby are second placed in the table now with 41 points from 20 games. They are only 1 point behind Copenhagen. They're having an excellent season. Their defence has been really good. They're the lowest conceded amount of goals per team, only conceding 18 goals across their 20 games. Viborg back in 7th spot. It's a 12-team league, so 7th isn't actually that good. They've managed 23 points from 20 games, scoring 23, but conceding 33 in the process. Brøndby, best team in the league away from home so far. They've taken 21 points from 10 away games, scoring 19 and conceding only 9. So very good on the road this season. Viborg have a good home record. We will give them that. However, you're getting evens on an evens price tag on a team that is matching pace with Copenhagen. They're good value. Even money against any team in the bottom half of the league should just be taken just now. So my value pick this week's on Brøndby.
Sound. Do you have your wee phone in front of you?
I have.
Or do you have Flash Score in front of you on the laptop you're currently operating on?
pull it straight up.
Fabulous.
It's a desktop, actually.
A desktop, apologies. So, right. On your desktop, could you pop in Nimes, N-I-M-E-S?
Yep.
You will see this weekend, they play on Friday night against Cholet. When you click on that game, could you just click on Cholet's away form?
Okay, hold on. Summary, fixtures, Nimes, Cholet, there we go. Head-to-head. You want away form. Cholet away. LLLLLL, Cool J. Oh, Jesus Christ. 9 L's in a row. That's
9 L's in a row. Their last win was against Dijon, also on the last same day that Rizespor got their last win. So, they haven't won a game away from home since September. This is a league that obviously takes a winter break, but not Danish or Japanese winter breaks.
Not
like
as mental.
A couple of weeks, you know, it's not in there. They've lost 9 on the spin. They play against a Nimes team who have, of the last 3 games at home, drawn 1, won 2. They lost to Goal FC and Orleans before that. This is more of a bet against Cholet than it is a bet on Nimes. But Nimes is home form. They've taken 17 points from 12 games. Cholet is away form, taking 3 points in 11. They're bad. They're really, really bad. So, you'll get Nimes at 8 to 11. So, you know, it's just under your value price, but I just thought it was, for a game that I would consider pretty close to the Galatasaray one.
Big price.
It's 8 to 11. So, Friday night.
I also see they've met in the league already at Cholet's ground, and Nimes won 2-0 pretty comfortably.
They did.
So, yeah, I love everything about this.
Fabulous.
So that means the value picks this week. A win for Brøndby away at Viborg and a home win for Nimes against Cholet. The double just straight up is 2.5 to 1, which I think is pretty decent. If you wanted to combine it with the banker picks on 365, straight up 5 to 1. Just nice and clean.
Yeah, that's nice. Big fan of that.
Which is pretty good and probably what I'll end up doing. Okay, on to the outsiders. Let's see if I can return to winning ways in there after a bad result in the outsider section for me last week. I'm going to stay in Scotland, the Scottish Championship, so a league I know well, watching all the Dundee United games in there. Saturday, 3 p.m, good traditional UK kickoff time for Inverness versus Airdrieonians. Inverness currently sitting ninth. It's a 10-team league, so ninth isn't good. They've achieved 30 points from 27 matches, scored 32 goals, conceded 32 goals. So just straight up there with a zero goal difference. Airdrieonians in fifth place. Now, this is a tight league, so that's only 5 points ahead on 35 points, but they have played a game less. They've scored 28 goals, conceded 30. So you see how tight it is in there. Airdrie's away form season long hasn't been great, but Inverness are the worst performing home team in the league. They've only managed 11 points from 13 games when playing in Inverness. Airdrie have been impressive in their last 3 matches. Their current form is really good. They beat league leaders Dundee United 2-0 away from home. I was at that game. That was comfortable. They comfortably beat Dundee United 2-0. They came from behind at home to get a 1-1 draw with Queen's Park. And most recently, they won again 2-0 away from home, this time at Dunfermline. So they're playing pretty well. I expect this match to be a battle. Inverness manager Duncan Ferguson will make sure his team are hard to beat. However, I think it'll be pretty close. And if you had to bet on a team to win, I'd pick Airdrie. So you're getting better than 2-1 on them, 23-10. It's a good outsider pick for me.
I like this a lot. And interesting that you say about Inverness's manager, but don't mention that Airdrie's manager is actually a player manager in that team and has got them playing really well. So you know, there's two sides to every coin when it comes to these things. But I think having a player manager has to be super beneficial, because you can directly implement the things you're trying to do on the training sessions. And you can, I know John's been really, he's been impressed. He's been up to Airdrie and has been to see how Reece coaches and things like that, and has been doing a lot on him. He's a guy that people are looking at as a potential, you know, next big thing. You know, Tam Courtsesque, or I'm trying to think who else would have. fallen.
He speaks well as well. I've heard his post-match interviews. So this is Rhys McCabe, the Edrillians manager, and he's obviously got the dressing room on side and in what he's trying to do. Duncan Ferguson at Inverness, he's getting results up there just now, but there are a lot of draws.
Yeah.
So I don't think they should be favourites for this game, Inverness. I think Airdrie should probably be the favourites. So 23-10 is decent.
I think it's a good price. I think it's a good shout in there. Andy mentioned the word draw. I will continue on that theme. We move to Spain, but in the top divisions. This Sunday, 3:15, Las Palmas versus Athletic Club Bilbao. And I think this game will be a draw. Las Palmas's last five games, three of them have been draws. Those were against Getafe, Osasuna and Granada. They had a 2-0 win against Valencia and a 5-0 loss to Atletico Madrid. So, allowable, but variable when it comes to playing against teams that are right up the top. Now, Bilbao are towards the top of the league. You know, they're in the European slots at the moment. However, they've taken Bilbao have got 33 of their 50 points at home. Like, it's a tough place to go. You'll have seen them against Madrid midweek. There was the noise of that stadium is incredible. However, they're going to Las Palmas here. Bilbao's last five games have been a 3-0 win at home against Atletico Madrid. That was in the Super Cup, I believe. Copa del Rey semi-finals. A 0-0 draw with Barcelona at home. They lost 3-1 to Betis away. They beat Girona. They drew 0-0 with Almeria away. Now, I don't know if you could see a bit of a trend in those games. When they have to play away from home, they find it a lot tougher than playing at home. And Las Palmas, while they're not the best team in the league, they have more than enough for me in here to get a draw. You get 23-10 with a draw. If you look at historical form between the last five times this game has been played at Las Palmas, there's been two Las Palmas wins, which are the most recent ones, and three draws. So, I just think this game airs itself towards a draw. You get a feel for these things. This is one of the games where this was the best of the multiple draws that I looked at this weekend. So take that with give it some credence on the back of that, considering I had a smorgasbord of draws to pick from this weekend. But I think that Las Palmas, Atletico Madrid will be a draw.
Superb, and you've got an excellent history of backing draws and draws coming in on Bet365 right now. 23-10 as well. So that's both outsider picks straight up 23-10. So the outsiders, a win for Airdrieonians away at Inverness Caledonian Thistle and a draw in the La Liga game between Las Palmas and Atletico Bilbao. Both 23-10. So the double shakes out at just shy of 10-1. 9.89-1, should you fancy a wee outsider double. Okay, Gordo, the charity picks. I let it down last week. It's my money this week.
It is.
Let's get it in. I am in Japan for the J2 League game. So we're in the second division, second tier of Japanese football. Sunday at 5 a.m. The game between Vivarin Nagasaki and Shimizu S-Pulse. I think Shimizu will be promoted this year. They are my pick to win the J2 League title this year. And if they're to do that, this is exactly the type of game they will need to be in the habit of winning on a consistent and regular basis. They've started the season strongly. They've won both their opening games. They won 2-1 away from home at Kumamoto and 2-0 at home to Ehime. Nagasaki picked up just the 1 point from their opening two fixtures. They drew 0-0 away from home on opening day against Fujita and lost 2-1 at home to Vegalta Sendai. So I expect these teams to be separated by a lot of points come the end of the season. And I expect Shimizu S-Pulse to win a lot of these types of fixtures. You're getting almost even money on the S-Pulse, 17-20. So they are my pick for the charity bet.
Bab, I do like the J2 League. I like it a lot better than the J League. And I don't really know why. I've done more picks from it, I think. I don't think I've brought many from the J1 League. So you have taken us to Japan. You're traditional home when it comes to finding picks and finding winners in here. Although, a tougher last week in it. I will take us to Gary, Mr. Gary Black, our editor, and a pick I'm sure he would agree with, which is East Fife to beat Dumbarton. Now, Gary, a man who is a bit of a pessimist, but rightly so, has been predicting Dumbarton's downfall for about 30 years, but this time he's correct. Yeah, so he's been talking about it last the manager's lost the dressing room, they're finding it really tough to get results. They've taken 7 points from 5 games, but they've done it by scoring 3 and conceding 8.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very unjustified 7 points, they would say. East Fife have taken 8 points and have scored 7 and conceded 4. A much more agreeable way to get your 8 points.
A more standard way of doing things, really. Yeah.
If you look at the league at the moment, Dumbarton and East Fife are separated by 9 points. East Fife just behind them. Dumbarton are a bit of free fall at the moment. They seem to be losing games that they would otherwise have won. They got thumped by Stranraer midweek 5-0. They beat Peterhead 1-0. They beat Stranraer 2-1. But prior to that, they lost to Clyde, which Gary predicted in the Facebook group. And I see this game being another one that's very similar to that, where I think East Fife been on a bit of run just now. You know, overall, they've drawn 2, won 2 out of their, and lost 1 out of their last 5 games. They've been doing a lot of drawing at home. In fact, specifically their last 5 games, 4 of which have been draws at home, which explains the price on this. I think they'll go out and beat Dumbarton this weekend. And I think they'll do that, I wouldn't say comfortably, but I think Dumbarton are a worse team than their league position suggests. And Gary's been talking about that for a little while now. I mean, they're away form, lost the last 3. Now, here's the good bit, 17 to 11.
Yeah, better than 6-4. So 31 to 20 on Bet365, which is a strange price. You don't see that often on that site.
No, you don't actually.
Just better than 6-4, which is, yeah, big. And we'll, you know, do the odds and therefore the potential returns for the charity bet. No end of favours. So the charity double this week. A win for Shimizu S-Pulse away at Vivar in Nagasaki. And a win for East Fife at home to Dumbarton. Shakes out at 3.71 to 1. So it would turn £10 and at £47.17 pence. And hopefully
that
next
would be nice.
Week, we are announcing that on its way to a charity of my choosing. Okay, that's the show. A reminder that we have a Facebook group, over 300 members in there, just talking about sports betting, football picks, what they like from the show, what they like for themselves for this weekend. Come and join the conversation. Absolutely free to join. Just search Trampled Bet Podcast on Facebook. Join us on Patreon. It's our biggest week of the year next week. If you've ever fancied or thought about, maybe I'll throw the Trampled Bet, £6 a month, be a member of the Trampled Bet Club, see what's going on in there. This is the week to do it. This is the month to do it, exactly. But this particularly is the week to get started. There'll be a show for every day of the Cheltenham Festival, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. 7 races a day. There'll be a pick from me, Gordo, from Dave. We will talk about all the races in depth, all the days, special prop bets we like. It'll be a busy week. It'll be tremendous. Yeah. It's the Cheltenham Festival. Come and get involved. Just go to trampledbet.com and have a wee look at that Patreon content. You also get the cheat sheet, which is all the picks from this show written down every week. All the horses written down as well. The whole lot, the whole thing.
I mean, Andy, I think you're neglecting to also say, obviously, you put in a lot of work for the cheat sheet, which is always very appreciated for all the patrons. But the players is kicking off relatively soon. The
Masters
baseball, the baseball is approaching rapidly. And you didn't even mention the Trample Bet Baseball Fantasy League. Now who
won that?
Obviously, who won that would be a really good question. And it's a very easily answerable question. Me, last 2 years, because I'm good at it. But if anyone would like to come and disrupt that title, maybe put their hat in the ring as a potential baseball aficionado, or are willing to go up at 8 a.m. and snipe pitchers super early, come and have a go. But we'll be talking baseball. We'll be doing a pre-season show as well. We had a ridiculous run of that a couple of years ago, pretty much accurately predicting the final bracket out of the World Series.
Playoff bracket. Yeah, that was a good year. And I had the Texas Rangers last year from the beginning of the playoffs. So
yeah,
12-1 for them, and they went ahead and did it. And let's say you are good at fantasy baseball, but last year over the season, I absolutely trounced you. It's not about that. It's about who wins the playoff bracket, and I had a very poor week in the final against you. But you know, if you're out there, you like baseball, you follow the sport, you ever fancy fantasy, we have a very competitive league, and you are more than welcome to come and join and take part in that. So just
we're also quite good at explaining how to do it. Like it's quite a complex thing to immediately get into if you're not into baseball. And there's people who have come in and took to it dab-handed, and this with some folk like myself with our regular fantasy football thing who just find it an absolute nightmare. But you know, we've got a ton going on just now. We've got golf, baseball, horse racing, and football all to come in the next month and a half. It's a busy time.
I am top of that trample bet fantasy draft league just now, Gordon.
Yeah.
It won't last.
I mean,
it won't last.
I'm enjoying it
just now. I basically have far too many players from both Brighton and Arsenal. So I either score a load of points or I get horsed week in, week out. There's no other people like consistency, but it's a head-to-head format. So I'm either taking a big W or a big L, and the big W's have come more than the big L's. So we'll see my run in. But it would be unheard of if I was to win a fantasy English Premier League competition, because that's never happened.
No, it has not. And we look forward to seeing people join it this year. And there's lots happening in the trample bet zone. So yeah, come and join us.
Superb. Gordon, thank you as always for your time this week. Enjoy the weekend. Listeners, thank you very much for supporting the show, for listening to us every single week. Have a great weekend ahead. Good luck in all your sports bets. Can't wait to be back next week for the Cheltenham Festival. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.